Have you ever heard that called a whetstone or a wet rock?
Yeah, the whetstone. You'd use it to it would be stationary, and you'd go rub your knife or axe just around and around.
Mm-hmm.
And the grind rock would be turning. You turn it by hand, or I have seen them, but you could turn them like a bicycle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And sharpen your axe or any sort of tool.
What do you call that vehicle that you just drove up on?
I called it an automobile most of the time, a car.
If there were, what do you do every now and then if maybe your car starts squeaking or something? You take it into the service station and have the man put it up on a rack and do what to it?
You'd lubricate it and grease it.
If you were doing that yourself and that stuff got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were
greasy.
Another thing that he might do when you drive up to the service station is open the hood and check to see if you're low on
oil or water.
What is it that you use to burn in old-fashioned lamps?
Kerosene. And the coal oil is what they used to call it.
It's the same thing as kerosene now. Have you ever heard of a kind of a makeshift lamp or a temporary lamp you might make out of a bottle and a rag and some kerosine?
Flambeau.
They work pretty well?
Yes, they sure do.
Do you use those just in the house or?
Well, these are for signals, for a washout, or use them on the road.
Oh, I see.
Barricades.
Maybe when they're doing some work on the highway, something like that.
Of course, they got electric. Now you put them out, but them flambeaux, you set them out and they burn through a rain at night. The water wouldn't put up. I mean, it'd take a sure enough big rain or the wind wouldn't blow it out.
What do you call the inside of a tire, the inner what?
The inner tube.
If you've just bought a boat, you want to take it down, see how it works, you take it down to the water and do what? What do you call it when you're putting the thing in the water? You say you're going to?
Well, it ain't much boulder.
Is that right?
Well, it could be called launch.
It's launch the boat.
Launch.
What kind of boat? You say you're not much of a boater. What's the type of boat that you would use just to maybe paddle around a small pond in?
Bateau, I always call it.
Call it a bateau? Have you ever heard that called something else?
Yeah, I've heard them called rowboats and canoes.
What shape is the bottom of a rowboat? Is it flat or what?
Well, the bottom is flat, but the sides is sort of got a, they're not the exact
slanted
shape.
To that?
Yeah. In an oval shape, like on the sides. And the bateau is narrow in the front. It wouldn't be square. It's made narrow where it's be easy paddle, you see, or either row. Be sharper there if you see in the, if it was square, you'd be pushing a and making it this way, you see, it's easy to paddle a row.
If a woman wants to go to town to buy a dress of a particular color and she wants to make sure that she gets the right color, she might take a little square of the type cloth.
A little scrap.
You just call that a scrap? You ever heard it called a sample? If you see a little girl and she's wearing a very becoming dress, you might say, my goodness, that sure is a, what kind of dress? What would you say? That sure is a